What did you...
See, we didn't have no cattle up till, nothing but Jersey, you know. And we'd had no days, nothing back in here, not in this part of the country. And we didn't enlist a little pasture, you know, 2-3 milk cows. Didn't have to have much, you know, just this common wild list, but these, you know, man made you pasture. Mm-hmm. They didn't have no grass, nothing. Didn't sow no... I can recollect when I got the first mowing machine in this country. Man, if you got any hay, you went out there and take an old hand blade. I've cut a lot of hay with an old hand blade.
Okay.
And my daddy's got to well, they plant oaks, and they take a cradle, what they call a cradle, you know, it's just nothing but a scythe blade, you know, with a, I don't know, I forgot how many forks it's got on, it kicks them oaks on that, you know. Man, it kicks, make a scythe through that oak, you know, catch them, tie them, pitch that bundle down, you know. Well, he got the patch cut, he'd go back and stack them, shock them, you know, in the field. And I've been forgot, I believe he shocked him with the head outside, and might have shocked him inside. I've just forgot how that is done.
That's, we collect, just gather it up and then make a shock, is that?
No, you drove a stob. Oh, good, they just high as you want it. Down, and then you come answering. Now, let's see, Georgie stacks of peanuts with the peanuts outside, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I can't think, save my life, my daddy shocked his oaks with the heads outside of the heads to that pole. They just went all the way, whichever end was the biggest, put that on the outside,
mm-hmm.
Whichever end of your bundle was the biggest, because you see, it filled up this space as you went around. Because it wasn't as near big down here at the pole, you know, it wasn't as far around.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot which end they put there, but had one or the other. And mm-hmm. Just chalk them up there, and they'd stay there. You pull up a little grass somewhere and put right over the top of them, you know, and they'd stay there and they'd all winter. You had to fence them around them, you know, to keep the cattle from getting in there.
What did you call them? Are those shocks?
Shocks.
Uh-huh. And I wanted to ask you, did you have a name for those wild hogs down in the bottom?
No, I don't know nothing on just wild hogs, but they wasn't nothing on just common hogs. They wasn't what the book teaches on wild hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go down to Louisiana, down there where his folks live, and they got real wild hogs. They're a little old grizzly looking.
Yeah.
Big touches, you know. Of course, these here, when you let them old boars get big, man, you let one here run to. He's 5 or 6 years old like he would in the bottom, you know, because they wasn't 50 each, you know. They're so strong and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They never did kill nothing by catch, you know. They'd shun that.
Did you ever hear the term piney woods rooter?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Now, is that what these hogs would be or not?
Well, no, this wasn't it. Right down here is just Tallahatchie Bottom. See, Tipper's right down there. Tallahatchie comes from New Albany back up yonder down on this side. And my dad and I was raised, that is, a good long while right down here in Sound in the Fort. He had a farm down there. I still got it. Well, I have got it. I gave it to my son. He was here a little while ago. And you see, all that bottom, there wasn't much of it cleared. When we come in here, it's just woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was just beech nests and hickenups and acorns. These big old, let's see, I forget what kind of white oak acorn they call it. Buttercup or some kind of cup.
Butternut?
Acorn.
Butternut?
No, it wasn't. I can't think what they called it. Anyhow, man, that great big old acorn, man, oh, the big thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was this world of, we first moved here, there was white oaks and up and down them rivers on both sides there, that, they're 4 and 5 foot through.
Mm-hmm.
Great big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, what?